Okay, good afternoon, everyone. We are at next installment of our weekly Pirkei Avos pick-me-up, Wednesdays at 1 o'clock, Rabbi Eitan Tokayer, Brooklyn, New York. Okay, I want to take a look at not exactly going in the order of Pirkei Avos, at least this week we're not. Let's take a look at last week we did the opening Mishnah, or something from the opening Mishnah of the beginning of Pirkei Avos. I want to take a look at the beginning of Perek Gimel. The Mishnah says, Akavya ben Mahalal el Omer histakel b'shlosha dvarim v'yata bali de'avera, that you should reflect on three things in life, so it will prevent you from doing averos. One is me'ayin basa, from whence you've come, to where you're going, and ultimately that there is an accounting for the life that you've led. Where have you come from? Tipas rucha, from a tiny seed, from a tiny nothing. La'an ata holeich, where are you ultimately going? 6 feet under, we will all be pushing daisies at some point. Lifnei ata asid litein din v'cheshbon, and ultimately we're giving an accounting to the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. So I want to take a look at the third of these three pieces of advice. And the third of the three pieces is lifnei mi ata asid litein din v'cheshbon. Who are you ultimately giving an accounting in front of? So number one is that we have to know that there's an accountability in life. You know, we don't live life just willy-nilly, but that there is a bill that does come due, and ultimately that bill will not miss anything. That bill is going to be presented by Melech Malchei Amlachim, who has the entire ledger, and nothing will be left off. And if we're not doing things in life because they're the right thing to do, we should at least do them because there's din v'cheshbon, that there's ultimate accountability, and there will be reward and punishment. Right, so on one level, that's all that this is saying. All it's saying is din v'cheshbon, there's an accountability, and you can't escape. And so therefore, it's good advice to live your life well. However, if we look carefully at this language here, question arises, what does it mean that we're going to give din v'cheshbon? So it's a metaphor, it's a euphemism. It means, we're going to be given accountability. But the word din means judgment, and cheshbon means accountability. So usually, or an accounting, cheshbon from the word choshev, which means to calculate. Right, in modern Hebrew, I think cheshbon is actually the accounting profession, and an accountant is called something like that, bal cheshbon or something like that. So it's an accounting. So, but it seems to be that it is the reverse of how it should ordinarily go. First, you have a cheshbon. First, you make an accounting. Person lived his life with this many mitzvos, this many averos, this much credit, this much punishment, and then after it's all, thrown into the mix, din. There's a judgment on the person's life. What does it mean the person is supposed to give din v'cheshbon? They're going to give judgment and then accounting. It seems backwards. So how exactly do we understand that? So I want to share with you a few approaches of the Mefarshim. And the first is attributed to the Tashbetz. Tashbetz says, what does it mean here, din v'chashbon? Din is ha'onesh hana'asa over avera. Din means the punishment. Cheshbon, that is the accountability. So that's okay. That's the, that makes sense in terms of clarifying what these two different elements are. But it doesn't really help me in terms of the reversal of it, because even if I'm getting the punishment or the reward, the punishment or the reward comes after the accountability. Hadin nitan lefia cheshbon. In fact, the judgment is given based on the accounting. And therefore, although we've explained it partially, it's not entirely entirely explained. The Merkava Samishna, says that tries to explain why the din comes before cheshbon, and he says, "Lahoros lanu shalifnei Hashem yisparach galoy v'tzafu kol masa bnei adam," that everything is clear and revealed before Hashem. Uviterem yitain lo adam es cheshbon ma'asav, and even before you give an accounting of your life on the after 120 years, or viterem yitain lo adam cheshbon hu posek es dino, Hashem immediately is already has the psak din. Ela she'im yamod adam v'yishal ma'pish yamachatasi, but if a person feels that his judgment was not fair, was not valid, as yir lo Hashem yisbarach es cheshbon ma'asav. So Hashem doesn't need an accountability, an accounting. Hashem is the Melech Malchei Amlachem. Hashem knows all, everything. Within a split nanosecond, or less than a nanosecond of a nanosecond, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what the din is. Ah, the cheshbon is not for Hashem's benefit. The cheshbon is for our benefit, right? And this is a sort of an important moral or lesson in terms of living life. As we lead our life, anybody who has any type of relationship with the small children or adolescents, you know, knows this from personal experience. You know, kids are called to are called to task for something that they did. They misbehaved. They broke something. They spilled something. Kid cheated on a test in school. Disrupting in class. You know, all types of things that kids sometimes do as they're growing up. So you say, okay, so the consequence is that you're suspended from day of school. The consequence is, you have an early bedtime. The consequence is whatever the consequence is. And invariably, it says, but it's not fair. But it's not fair. So it's not fair comes from a perspective of not being honest with oneself. I mean, kids are kids, so we can't expect more. But why does a kid think it's not fair? Because the kid feels that really what they did was either not so wrong or they didn't really do it. The response that kids usually have is, I was just doing X, right? Well, that's the thing for which you're being held accountable. But I was, I was just doing it. And, even as adults, we sometimes allow ourselves to fall into an adolescent or child way of approaching life, and whereby we think or we delude ourselves into thinking that I'm just doing X. I'm just, cheating on my taxes, chas v'chalila. I'm just, talking lashon hara. I'm just. So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, we have to lead the Pirkei Avos says we have to lead ourselves, lead a life for ourselves that is based on din and cheshbon, to understand that there is going to be a judgment for what we're doing. And there is a cheshbon. There's no, I was just doing, it's not fair. Everything is going to be laid out for us if we demand to see the bill. And that way of thinking, if we're not able to lead a life based on goodness and justice, because it's the good and just and the right thing to do, then at the very least, we should live a life because we understand that there's going to be accountability, din v'cheshbon. And we shouldn't delude ourselves into thinking that something is less significant or less important or less accountable because somehow in my own cheshbon of what is fair and not fair, what is right and wrong, or what is significant and insignificant, it is my viewpoint that is ultimately going to lead. But it is not. So the Merkava HaMishnah gives us a possible answer of why din comes before cheshbon, and it makes a lot of sense, because the din is for Hashem. Cheshbon will only happen if we demand it. If we're not happy with Hashem's judgment, And if we don't think it's fair, then there'll be cheshbon. The Vilna Gaon famously teaches that the difference between din and cheshbon is that one is for the things that we did. Din is for averus that we did, that we violated on purpose, not on purpose, that we, lashon hara that we spoke, sometimes we did it willfully, unwillfully, okay. So that's on the avera itself. That's din. However, cheshbon is something entirely different. This is a famous Vilna Gaon who says that cheshbon is al mash haya yochol lasos lule sha'avar sa'avera ba'oso sha'a. Cheshbon is for the missed opportunity that during that time when I'm doing the avera, there are two things that are going on here. There is one, being sucked into a moment of weakness in which I am now acting against natural law, i.e. Hashem's universe. And Hashem said to observe Shabbos, and I violated Shabbos. Hashem said to be honest, and I stole. Hashem said whatever it is. So every time I engage in a blemish against the natural order of the universe, i.e. an avera, so I've done something which is a sin for which I'm held accountable. But there's another layer here which makes it a little bit more insidious. Din is the first, is the top layer. It comes first. But then underneath din, there's cheshbon. Because, you know, had I not been doing that din, had I not been doing that avera, I could have been doing something useful. I could have been giving tzedakah. Instead of using my language to berate somebody or beat somebody down or speak lashon hara about them, I could have been using my language and my verbal capacity to build somebody up. There's din, what I did, and then there's cheshbon. There's an accounting for the opportunity lost. I used that time instead of not just neutral. I used that time for ill. I could have been using that time for something positive, for something extraordinary. So every avera after 120 years is going to have din first for the avera itself, and then cheshbon. And then the accounting for how I could have used, for the missed opportunities, for the missed opportunity, because I was using that time for avera. Others suggest, as the Sfas Emes, that din and cheshbon is din is when a person sins and destroys and is acting in a corrosive way. Cheshbon is when a person worships, is naseh be'oved Hashem Yisparach shelochata. You worship Hashem, you didn't sin. Nevertheless, mechashvim lo kidei liros im asa kvikocho. Did you do it according to your capability? I'm a billionaire, and I gave exactly 25 cents of tzedakah. Does it mean my 25 cents of tzedakah is not tzedakah? No. But it means I did not fulfill my potential of what I could have done. Right? I observed Shabbos. I didn't turn on the lights, and I didn't run my tractor. Right? I even slept, and I ate. But did I do the mitzvah kefikochi? Did I do it to the extent of my capability? Did I fully experience the mitzvah? Did it come with spiritual profundity and depth to it? Or was it just run of the mill, by the course, just going along, get along? That's din and cheshbon. The Tana gives us, says the Sfas Emes, gives us din before cheshbon. Because first, sur meira, and then ase tov. Number one is don't do a sin. Okay, that's din. But then there's cheshbon. When I did the mitzvah, did I do the mitzvah fully and completely and in a way that provides spiritual heft to my life, in a way that guides my thinking and influences my actions, in a way that draws me closer to Hashem and draws me closer to my family, to my community, and impacts the society positively. Did that all happen? Did I do it to kifi kochi? did I do the mitzvah fully? Or did I just go along, get along, do the minimum? And that's din v'cheshbon. So far we have a few different approaches here. Just to summarize, din v'cheshbon on the one hand is judgment and then accounting. But that doesn't explain why din comes before cheshbon. Then we suggested that din comes before cheshbon is because din is what Hashem sees and Hashem knows, and there's nothing necessary after that. But cheshbon is in case you, after 120 years, don't think that it was fair or not happy with it or whatever, want to see the bill, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the cheshbon. So the din is Hashem's perspective. The cheshbon is for us. Then we pointed out the Vilna Gaon, the distinction between the Avera and then the missed opportunity that Avera caused. Finally, the Sfas Emes, about the distinction between the sin and then doing a mitzvah but not to its fullness. I want to conclude with a beautiful, beautiful thought, which all of these, which you said thus far, I think on one level or another, it's really about thinking about Hashem's judgment after we die. It doesn't mean that it doesn't have implications about how we live our life, but it's really about living our life, thinking about what that ultimate, you know, what that ultimate accounting on the day of judgment will be. But this last one, I think, is really powerful and really speaks to life right now. Not even thinking about what ultimately will be. But listen to it, how it goes. This is Marielson's says the following. Think of it this way. I'll read a little bit and paraphrase a little bit. Adinu al averos sha'asa adam, the judgment on the averos that we do, and the cheshbon is based on the Gemara and Kedushin. So what does the Gemara and Kedushin say? Mi shavonosav merubin al zechuyosav. Somebody whose sins are more than their mitzvos, so mishalmim schar mitzvos ba'olam hazeh k'dei l'tardo min ha'olam haba. So Hashem gives us a lot of reward in this world, and we have less reward in olam haba. L'zeh kivein hatana, and this is what the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is talking about when it talks about din and cheshbon. So think about it. When a person comes to Olam Haba, so there's going to have to be a cheshbon. There's going to have to be an accounting, you know, for all of the, for all of the mitzvos that were already paid out in Olam Hazeh, right? In other words, the din is you did X amount for which you get schar, but at the end of the day, Hashem gave you a bunch of reward in Olam Hazeh, so you're not going to get that reward in Olam Haba. Okay, but now to the real core of it. Marielson says the following. Think about it like this: the following metaphor. Person goes on a business trip, and you go on a business trip. Who pays for your food on the business trip? The company does. You go on a business trip, assuming you're working for a company. You go on a business trip, who pays for your lodging? The company does. You go on a business trip, who pays for the travel expenses? The company does. So all of that is paid out by the company. Now, you go on the business trip, and you're supposed to meet with clients of the company, and instead of meeting with clients of the company, you decide you're just going to sit by the hotel pool or the motel pool and, relax for 2 days. And that's what you do. Then you come back, and 2 weeks later, your boss decides he's not going to fire you because he's a good boss, but he is going to deduct the travel expense and the food expense and the lodging expense from your paycheck. And that's what he does. Says the Marielson's, that's in essence what's going on with din and cheshbon after 120 years. We all live in this world with a mission. The mission that we have is to reveal the essence of divine consciousness in the world, to be create a Kiddush Hashem in this world. That's a simple mission, and we do so by doing chesed to others, living a life of a spiritual refinement, and observing the mitzvos ben adam lamakom. We do that. We're on mission. Now, Hashem gives us, on credit, assuming that we're going to do our mission, He gives us all types of brachas in our life. He gives us health, and He gives us families, and He gives us food, and He gives us shelter, He gives us lodging, and He gives us and He gives us clothing, and we have so many blessings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And He gives that to us all on credit, with the assumption that we're going to be on mission, that when we're on a business trip, and we are going to complete our mission to meet with our clients. In this case, our mission is to live a life al pi derech Hashem, to live a life of spiritual depth, of divine consciousness, and spiritual refinement. Now, after 120 years, so there's a din, there's a judgment. Were we on mission, or were we off mission? And it turns out that we were sitting by the pool doing nothing for part of the business trip. So after that din has been established, that we were off mission a certain percentage of the time, then the blessings, the brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us when we were while we were off mission, that now gets deducted from the final salary. So to the extent that we're on mission, all the brachas that we get in life, that's on Hashem's account. Hashem put us here. He's got to give us health. He's got to give us life. He's got to give us parnasa. He's got to give us these things. We're on the business trip. We're on the dime of the company. But that's assuming we're on mission. If we're sitting by the pool, then a few weeks later, lachar mei ve'esrim, turns out the boss finds out that you're sitting by the pool. Sitting by the pool, you weren't meeting your clients, you weren't doing your mission. So now there's going to be cheshbon. That, says the Ma'aril Zunz, is why din comes before cheshbon. It says, af al pi shehashliach nehneh, when it comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam on the day of judgment. If a shliach is doing his shlichos, if a person is doing their mission in life, and if that's the case, milvad schar tirchaso, in addition to getting paid your salary, in addition to getting paid schar olam haba, you also get paid for all your expenses while you're on the business trip. Afal pisha shliach nehneh mihem. Even though a person, the shliach, the person on the business trip, is enjoying the hotel, is enjoying the food, is enjoying the travel expense, the travel. Nevertheless, mikol makom me'achar v'hotzaos, elu ho'ilu l'shliach sheyuchol lasos v'shlichuso, al atzad ha'yoser tov, af heim b'chlal haschar. Nevertheless, since this is all helping the person do his mission, it's all good. However, im ha'shliach eino mishtadel l'ratzos, es mishalcho, but if the messenger, the shliach, the person on his business trip, is not doing their mission, Azai milvad zos she'eno mekabel schar al tirchaso, not only will you not get paid for doing your job, now there's going to be deductions for sleeping on the job. Kach hu ha'adam, that is exactly the parallel between a person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And I think that this really gives us a different way of looking at how we lead life. Now, there is a strand within Jewish thought that anything in Olam Hazeh, that any enjoyment, any pleasure, any delight that we have in Olam Hazeh, which is not strictly mitzvah pleasure, is somehow inherently taking a person away from from the Ribbono Shel Olam, away from their spiritual, away from their neshama, away from their spiritual essence. But this is a very beautiful way of looking at life very differently. No, I'm here to do Torah, to observe the Torah, to learn Torah and observe the mitzvos, and to lead an extraordinary life this way. And all of the blessings, all of the delights, all of the pleasures that come my way, That's part of the business expense. That's on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's credit. That's not on my bill. As long as we're leading a life which is purposeful and meaningful, spiritually speaking, al pi derech Hashem, al pi derech HaTorah, then we should not only have no guilt in the delights that come our way, but we should revel in them. They're a gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us something which is a schar, which is not good for us. So it's a beautiful way to frame our life's mission and our life's experience. We are on mission when I'm enjoying a steak. We're on mission when I'm enjoying the beautiful weather outside. I'm on mission when I'm delighting in the physical delights and the physical pleasures of this world. But that's, I'm on mission as long as I'm on mission. If I'm off mission, then I'm just sitting by the pool. Then that gets deducted. So I think that that this Mishnah for us, the first Mishnah in Perek Gimel, about being giving us advice on how to lead our life. La'an ata holech. I'm sorry. Lifnei mi ata asi litein din v'cheshbon. Ultimately, that there's a price to be paid. There's accountability. This is not just about fear of accountability. It's not just about being concerned that we're going to be punished. It's not just about being held accountable about our averos, but actually it's giving us a framework and a methodology about how to live a vibrant and full and beautiful life, one which is full of Avodas Hashem, and one in which we can experience the joys and the delights of this physical world at the very same time. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful week, and Mirtz Hashem, we will continue our Pirkei Avos Pick Me Up next week, Wednesday, 1 o'clock Eastern Time.